big rocks. One day, an expert in time management was speaking to a group of business students and, to drive home a point, used an illustration those students will never forget. As he stood in front of the group of high-powered overachievers, he said, "Okay, time for a quiz." Then he pulled out a 1-gallon, wide-mouthed mason jar and set it on the table in front of him. He then produced about a dozen fist-sized rocks and carefully placed them, one at a time, into the jar. When the jar was filled to the top and no more rocks would fit inside, he asked, "Is the jar full?" Everyone in the class said, "Yes." He replied, "Really?" He reached under the table and pulled out a bucket of gravel, then dumped some gravel in and shook the jar, causing pieces of gravel to work themselves down into the space between the big rocks. He asked the group once more, "Is the jar full?" By this time, the class was onto him. "Probably not," one of them answered. "Good," he replied. He reached under the table and brought out a bucket of sand. He started dumping the sand in the jar, and it went into all the spaces left between the rocks and the gravel. Once more, he asked the question, "Is the jar full?" "No," the class shouted. Once again, he said, "Good." Then he grabbed a pitcher of water and began to pour it in until the jar was filled to the brim. Then he looked at the class and asked, "What is the point of this illustration?" One eager student raised her hand and said, "The point is, no matter how full your schedule is, if you try really hard, you can always fit some more things in." "Good answer, but no," the speaker replied. "That's not my point. The truth this illustration teaches us is, if you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in at all." "What are the big rocks in your life?" "In my life, they are my children, my wife, my loved ones, my education, my dreams, charities and worthy causes, teaching or mentoring others, doing things that I love, time for myself, my health." Remember to put these big rocks in first, or you'll never get them in at all. If you sweat the little stuff, then you'll fill your life with little things to worry about that don't really matter, and you'll never have the real quality time you need to spend on the big, important stuff, the big rocks.